Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Glad you tuned in. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. We are proud to be your hosts here on your local radio station. And we want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. They're a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read since 1963.
And this is it, the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota this weekend. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4 o'clock. Bull riding is on Saturday. Bareback riding is on Sunday. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend, this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
The Black Hills are crawling with a Sturgis motorcycle rally going on, and while you're in the Black Hills, you need to stop by Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. A great selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Very knowledgeable about what they have in the store as well. They're open on Main Street in Spearfish, 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And Kim, what do you have to share starting the good stuff?
I've got several things, but I thought I'd start off with this. Sue Argenbright brought this to me, and she's brought several different things to us.
Yeah.
She's from right here in Valentine and dropped this off the other day. It's called the Old Party Line. Let's see who all remembers this. Maybe even drop us a line. KimHBurge@gmail.com and tell us your memories of the Old Party Line. This is by Jackie Turnbull. The old party line kept folks quite stirred when people repeated what they thought they heard. We missed the days of the line ring, telling the fires, or what to bring. A last-minute party, maybe even a dance. With the old party line, we all had a chance. No, 'twasn't private. No guarantee on that. But news sure got around, rather false, or true fact. The old party line is now part of the past, replaced now by Facebook, Twitter, and the rest. I liked the party line.
Did you had have a party? We didn't have a party line that I remember.
Yep, we did. We did. It was pretty interesting. You had a certain ring that was your ring, so you only answered the phone if it rang that certain pattern. And then if you picked up the phone to make a call, somebody else might be on the phone, and you had to hang back up and wait until they were done.
Do you have something else to share?
I sure do. This actually, I've got a lot of things that have recently been sent in. Remember, you can send something, KimHBurge@gmail.com. Lilo Keefe, another Valentinite, sent this. She says, these are great words of wisdom, and I got a great kick out of it. It's a message to my teenagers. Number one, yes, your freshman and sophomore years count toward your GPA for college entrance. Screw it up, and you'll work for crap wages your whole life. No means no in every possible circumstance. Join every sport, every club, every after-school activity, no matter what the cost. It's cheaper than bail. I thought that was a good one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, repeat after me. I am never in that much of a hurry. I am never in that much of a hurry. Now say that every time you get behind the wheel. It will save your life and that of your best friend in the seat next to you. That is a somber note.
Sure is.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting to more serious things. Don't do drugs or drink. It is not worth the trouble. Do not get a credit card. You earn it or you live without it. Great words to live by. If I yell at you, it's because I love you and also because you ticked me off. To avoid the latter, don't be an idiot and don't disappoint me. More importantly, yourself. Again, this is a message to my teenagers. Make a vivid picture inside your head of every great moment of your childhood. You'll need those to get through adulthood. Make snow angels as often as possible. Make a bucket list and check it off. Here's another one. Stand up for those who can't stand for themselves. That's a good one. Be always benevolent. Yes, that's a word. Look it up. Call me for a ride even if you are so drunk you barely know my number. I'll probably be mad for a while, but I'll respect you for calling, and I won't kill you. Riding with someone who is drinking will. Be a leader, not a follower. Unless you are following the kid with the highest GPA and he or she is going to a study group, then by all means, be a follower. Those are just a few of the great words of wisdom, a message to my teenagers, Lila O'Keefe shared. I'll share more later on.
And that's the good stuff.